Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
13 parents have now agreed to plead guilty in the college admissions scandal. Parents accused of paying to boost kids' test scores or getting them in as star athletes in sports many didn't even play. There are many casualties here. Kids who didn't know, who've lost trust in parents, shamed parents, one apologized to kids accepted through their own hard work. Another casualty, the downfall of a hometown hero. That's former Georgetown tennis coach Gordy Ernst, charged with taking more than $2.7 million in bribes to get 12 students in. He's pled not guilty, but if true, it's quite a fall. Bill Reynolds, longtime sports columnist at the Providence Journal, has been writing about the Gordy Ernst he and others rooted for when he was growing up in Cranston, one of three brothers. Bill, welcome.
Good to be here.
And I'd love for you to read from your column that just made us sit down hard. We know people who coached Gordy when he was a kid. He also briefly coached a colleague. If you could read just the first few paragraphs of your recent column.
Sure. Once upon a time, he was our local version of Chip Hilton, the great sports hero of the Claire B. novels that were written back there in the 1950s, about the kid who glided through the seasons as if always on smooth ice, All-State in hockey, All-State in tennis, and more important, he was a Providence Journal honor roll boy back there in the spring of 1985, the newspaper's annual award for the most well-rounded student athlete in the state, the creme de la creme of all the boys who played sports in the Rhode Island Interscholastic League. And as former Journal sports writer Mike Shostak once wrote, Ernst was the golden boy of Rhode Island high school sports in the 80s. High praise indeed.
Yeah, quite something. And not just Gordy, his entire family.
Absolutely. He had a brother who was very good, not as good as Gordy, but certainly outstanding. His father was a kind of a local coaching legend, Dick Ernst Sr. Everyone knew who the Ernsts were, whether you actually knew them or not, you knew about them.
Yeah. And actually went on to play. He was drafted, played professional hockey?
Yes. Yeah. No, I mean, he was a superstar. And,
yeah.
So when the news broke, it's like, I mean, it's shattering. I mean, it's a really very kind of symbolic loss in a certain sense.
Right. For a little state with
a big
heart for somebody like this. And you write that you and others followed him. You knew, for instance, when he went to teach Michelle Obama and the girls.
Well, I knew Gordy when he was a kid. He had to be a teenager, and he used to play on a court on the east side of Providence, and I used to kind of hang around the court. So I knew Gordy, you know, not real well, but I certainly knew him, and I also knew about him coaching Michelle Obama and the White House courts. And the story was one day Barack Obama comes out, and Gordy says something to him, some kind of like wisecrack, and Barack Obama, as the story goes, gave him a look like, knock it off. Like you're not back in Rhode Island like a, you know, schoolyard.
Yeah. But as you write, down-home Rhode Island personality could get along with anyone, as if pretentious was a word he never looked at, didn't know.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the thing about being kind of a basic Rhode Islander. No one knows what the word means, never mind being pretentious.
Yeah. How do you square this? And it's not just the arrest and the racketeering charges. But we're learning now that Georgetown found he violated university rules concerning admissions. He hadn't coached the tennis team since 2017. And in fact, he'd come home and he'd become the new women's coach at URI.
Right, right. He had bailed out of there. So they had to know something, and they had to wanted to get rid of him, because I'm sure he would not have left.
And that's got to be, I mean, I'm sure URI is saying, hey.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Look, he, you know, innocent until proven guilty, but still arrested by federal agents for allegedly accepting $2.7 million in bribes. And not only, you know, accepting the money, jeopardizing a sports program, allowing people through that weren't qualified.
No, it's a huge scandal. And I think making it worse, at least around here, was Gordy Ernst was the Journal Honor Roll Boy, which the Journal Bulletin is the state's newspaper, basically. And every year they pick a Rhode Island Honor Roll Boy and Girl, and they are symbolic of the best that we have that year in the state. So the question you ask, or as it floats around out there later, is this the kind of thing the Journal Honor Roll Boys do? And if it is, that's kind of sad. It kind of makes you wonder.
Well, also, for any hometown that watches someone go off to these heights, Brown, he was a Brown graduate, Lehman Brothers, before coaching at Penn, drafted in the 10th round of the NHL draft to play for the Minnesota North Stars out of high school. You know, you watch and you applaud. Are people taking it to heart like it somehow reflects on them? Or
That's a good question. But Gordy Ernst was a name when he was in high school that if you knew sports or followed sports or cared about sports at any level, you knew who he was. And he was the one, you know, he was the one who carried a lot of hopes with him, I think.
Yeah. Well, he saw his father die. Saw a brother die. You know, it's just speculation, but has anybody come up with an answer to the questions? Why?
No, I have not heard anybody with an answer to the questions why.
Bill Reynolds, sports columnist at the Providence Journal, thanks so much.
Thank you.